You've been listening to me periodically saying, please take home a copy of our parish bulletin. Sound familiar? But I wonder, what's the last time that you actually looked at the front of the parish bulletin? You probably jump in and say, is there anything of interest to me here? What do they got in that insert today? But today I'd ask you to pay attention to the cover page. In the center, you may recall, is a picture of Elizabeth and John the Baptist, which is a replica of the stained glass window in the Daily Mass Chapel. Atop it says that typical little Psalm 127 that we began with September 2nd, 2000, over in Lionville Middle School gym. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. Sound familiar? Well, I'm here to tell you that next week the building is done. Our motto and tagline for 16 years, St. Elizabeth is a parish community committed to the stewardship of our time, talent, and treasure. Who we are is being presented in a public way right on the cover of our bulletin. But for our purposes today, at the bottom is a statement of our mission. Why do we exist? What are we called to be in light of Christ? And I just want you to think about three or four particular things that are part of who we are. And once again, I'm going to ask you to take home a bulletin, but skip the stuff inside until you've looked at the cover again, all right? First, a key quality. Why do we exist? It says, our house rests upon the Word of God and the sacraments. Proclaiming God's Word and celebrating the sacraments of the Catholic Christian community is the primary function of why we're here. We can do lots of other things in other places that are all very good. But our sacramental life and our announcement of God's Word is at the heart of why we exist as a parish. First one right there. Second, doors will be open, warmly welcoming those who seek to love God. That hospitality is not just a social convention. It's a recognition that we have been so deeply loved by God in Jesus Christ that it overflows outward in an open-heartedness towards everybody else around us. Anything that closes us down contradicts our identity and mission. Openness to others as Christ is open to us. Third, as stewards of abundant gifts, we will give them freely, especially with those in need. If we are to be true to who we are, then all of our members need to have that deep felt sense of what wonderful blessings God has given to us that we can't help but share with others, especially those who don't have as many blessings as we do. To keep for ourselves is to contradict who we are called to be. Fourth and finally, for our purposes today, it says, we will reflect the presence of Jesus living within us by what we say, by how we act, and by the witness we give. Our parish exists not just for itself, but to witness in the world to the reflection of Jesus. When people look at us, when they speak with us, when they work together with us, when they study with us, when they play with us, when they socialize with us, they get an experience, a reflection of Jesus himself. What a tall order that is. If you listen to the gospel, long, long time ago, Jesus sent his first disciples out on a mission to proclaim his word and to heal those in need. You and I are the contemporary disciples of Jesus Christ, and we share that very same mission. By our proclamation of the word and celebration of the sacraments, by the open-hearted, welcoming hospitality we extend to others, by our commitment to share all the gifts we have to build up others, by our conviction that how we live in the world makes a difference for the world. That's why we are here. I beg you. That mission, which began in 2000, is still our mission in 2016. And believe it or not, it's not an impossible mission. Because with God, all things are possible. So take the time to read who we are and what we're called to be. And pray that we will continue to grow in living out our mission the next 16 years here on Fellowship Road.